I'm Alex Keefe, and this is VPR News. Part of the $600 million economic redevelopment plan now underway in the Northeast Kingdom is now back on track. Vermont's Department of Financial Regulation is giving developers the conditional okay to seek new investors to help upgrade a ski resort in Burke. VPR's Charlotte Albright reports.
Q Burke, named for its co-owner, Eric Quiros, is a big chunk of the economic development puzzle Quiros and his more visible partner, Jay Peak Resort owner Bill Stanger, are trying to put together with foreign money. In exchange for at least $500,000, qualified investors receive visas under the federal EB-5 program. But more intensive scrutiny from state and federal officials has been slowing the projects. Now, Department of Financial Regulation Commissioner Susan Donegan has cleared the way for Stanger to resume his search for capital needed to complete the $120 million resort upgrade in Burke under certain conditions. First, any new money must be placed in escrow with DFR.
More importantly, that the hotel and the conference center, some other fees and permits and fixtures, have bona fide approval by DFR to pay those third parties and ensure that the money that is being raised by investors goes directly to the projects.
Donegan says any new investments in Q Burke will stay in escrow until a full financial review is complete. She will not comment specifically on whether Stanger has submitted documentation in a timely way, but she does say that EB-5 review is highly detailed and time-consuming for both the state and project developers.
We're pretty picky here at DFR, and we are very thorough. And so financial reviews take a long time. And, you know, this is the first time that DFR has been involved in EB-5. So I think the projects themselves are getting used to us and how thorough we are.
The department evaluates not just Stanger's EB-5 projects, but others as well. Stanger is on a marketing trip in Vietnam this week, pitching to prospective investors. He says investor interest in Q Burke and in ANC Bio, a biotech lab that recently broke ground in Newport, is strong. Marketing materials for both projects now disclose that they are under state and federal scrutiny. Stanger says those safeguards make it easier, not harder, to attract investment. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright.